DeRussia Eats, brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board. And the question for you, 2 days out from the Minnesota State Fair, is what is the fair food that you love that doesn't get the love? What is your thing at the fair that not enough people talk about? 651-461-9226. For me, it is none of the new food. And just today over at Minnesota Monthly, I published a walking tour of the 2025 new state fair foods because, you know, all of these lists, and there are some of these new foods I'm interested in. I'm curious about the coffee cake ice cream sandwich, the dessert dog, it's called, at West End Marketplace, that West End Creamery. That looks pretty good. I'm curious about that. I'm curious about, like, the Hawaiian Kahlua pork at RC's Barbecue. I'm not really curious about the hot honey jalapeno popper donut. That sounds gross. I am curious about Mancini's cannoli gelato nachos. I think that sounds really tasty. So there's food I'm curious about. But the food that I find, like, should get more love is one of the simplest. It's one of the cheapest. It is at the Apples exhibit inside the Horticulture Building. It is the Cider Freeze. The Cider Freeze, which the first year I encountered the Cider Freeze, I think it was 50 cents, and then it was a buck, and now I think it's $3. I love the Cider Freeze. Have you ever had a Cider Freeze, Dan? It's just apple. It's as simple as it comes. Apple cider frozen like a Freezy Pop. That's it.
No, I have not had that.
I feel like you would... I mean, I know you don't like to get too crazy.
Correct.
But I feel like this is in your, like, it's just simple, refreshing summer.
The way that you describe it doesn't make it sound like an automatic no to me.
Okay.
That doesn't mean I'm going to do it.
Yeah, but right. That's fair.
I'll consider it.
It's great for kids because, I mean, although it sounds like the state fair is not going to be that hot, but you go to the Minnesota Apples exhibit. 651-461-9226. Lots of text coming in. I love the Scotch eggs. Scotch eggs are a weird food, right? Dan, I feel like Scotch eggs for you is an automatic no.
Scotch eggs is one of those things where, to me, it's like if you pull apart everything, you know, I'm good with eggs, I'm good with sausage, you know, all the stuff.
Right.
But somehow combining it all together like that, no.
It feels, I've had them, I don't hate them, but I don't want them, you know what I mean?
I hear you, yeah.
Gizmo, the Gizmo sandwich. Gizmo sandwich, I feels, gets an appropriate amount of love. Because Andrew Zimmern is a big Gizmo sandwich guy. Carl's Gizmo. And Andrew will be with us out at the State Fair. He's with us Friday, right? So Andrew loves the Gizmo.
Yeah, he'll be with us 5:30 on Friday.
Yeah. It's, I don't blame him for loving the Gizmo. It's tasty. It's like, have you ever had a Gizmo? I feel like no.
That is correct. That is a no.
How many things at the State Fair have you ever eaten?
I mean, you could probably count them on two hands.
So the Gizmo...
And you probably have fingers left over. You wouldn't need all of the two hands. The thing that I feel like doesn't get a whole lot of publicity, and it's because it's not anything fancy, right?
Right.
But if you go into the food building, you know where the mousetrap and the cheese curd, the whole production is?
It's mousetrap.
Sure, whatever the heck it is. But they got the mouse. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
All right, so there's cheese curd spot there. Just across from that is like a little, I don't know if it's mom and pop bit, but it's almost like a 60s diner kind of looking thing.
Oh, yeah.
That does burgers and fries, and that's pretty much it. Various versions of that, but that's it. Really good, really cheap, I mean, relative to other fair foods.
That's a good
tip. And there's just a little spot there that you wouldn't, you can walk right by. You probably walk by it 100 times and not even seen it because it just doesn't look like anything other than just another food stand there. And again, you know, burgers and fries aren't sexy, aren't new, aren't, you know, foodie.
Right.
But if you just want, you know, a good burger and fry combination to get a meal while you're at the fair and you don't want to pay an arm and a leg and a leg and an arm.
Yeah.
That's a spot to go.
That's very good.
You're welcome.
That's a pro tip because I've never tried that before. A texter is saying Key Lime Pie Bar. So the dark chocolate covered key lime pie on a stick. That's from Greg in Maple Grove. I have had that, and it's excellent. There's something about like that limey, like that key lime flavor is so bright, and the chocolate gives you some sweetness to balance like all of that acid. Pretty good. Now, this Jason Minneapolis gives my second correct answer, and that is the Midway Men's Club at the state fair, and just the simple burger at the Midway Men's Club. It is so good. Last year, I think I did a little video on it. I'm playing that on our YouTube page right now. It is a basic American cheeseburger, and it's $4. Well, I don't know what it is this year. Last year was $4, and you could get a Summit for $6. Cheap, cold beer, fresh, normal cheeseburger. Wonderful. Very good. Very good tip. Mancini's breakfast, ham and cheese. Footlong hot dog, says a texter. Tired of the fashion show that the food has become. Whoa. You know what? I hate to say it, but I sort of agree with that. I do sort of agree with that. I do think, so I love the fun of the food. I love that people get excited to go try new stuff. I think that's great. And it's a lot. Like, I guess I don't want people to, like, forget about the animals in the DNR building. And the creative activities building with all the cool, like, crazy crafts and things that people enter. And the arts, the fine arts building with the largest art show in the state of Minnesota. So cool. So, like, don't forget about that stuff. Mancini's breakfast ham and cheese. Sounds very good. Onion rings at the food court. I think onion rings in general are a little underrated when it comes to food. Like, I'm not going to, and maybe it's because I'm not going to make it at home. I'm not going to make onion rings at home. But a good onion ring, if you do it right and, like, the breading doesn't fall off when you bite in, it's pretty good. If your choice is French fries, tater tots, or onion rings, what do you pick?
Tots.
I usually pick tots.
100% tots.
I hope someone else picks tots, and then I would pick onion rings.
Okay.
Fries are fries, you know?
I mean, the fresh cut fry stands, those are really good.
That's my number one state fair food.
They're great. They're great. But yeah, in general, fries are kind of,
yeah. Yeah, pretty good. Lots of good answers here. Salem Dining Hall, that's another good one. All the dining halls, Church Dining Hall, the Hamlin Church Dining Hall, very good. That ham loaf is very strange. It looks disgusting. And tastes delicious, which is meatloaf, right? Like meatloaf.
Kinda, yeah.
Looks gross, tastes good. That is Jerusha Eats. We'll have all sorts of fun stuff for you out at the fair.
Yeah, you and Tracy on Thursday are heading out, and
I'm going to get to the fair at like 9 or 10.
Oof, okay. I'll see you when I get there.
But the whole list, so I've got my ranked list at minnesotamonthly.com. But today I did something sort of convenient.
Yeah.
The idea was that you could print out this list of new foods, and I organized it by location. So you could be like, oh, I enter at Snelling. Cool. Go to the Snelling section, and then you could kind of work it through. And we even have a section of walking the WCCO radio booth to see our show.
Perfect.
What's near there? Because we'll be out there every day but Tuesday.
But Tuesday, yep. Our friend Remy takes over the booth Tuesday afternoon. Sweet Martha's is right next door.
Yep.
Mancini's is across the street.
That's the cannoli gelato nachos.
French, what's the French Meadow?
French Meadow, yeah.
It's right across the street as well.
Dino's, right by Dino's. Dino's
is, yeah, is
they
right
have
there.
A whipped feta that looks really tasty also.
There's usually an icy stand right outside of our booth.
The Tasty Whip stand has a cherry limeade float this year is new.
There's also that place that's usually across the street that does the big honking Rice Krispie treats.
Oh, yeah. And the
as
fried,
big as your head.
Deep fried candy bars are over there, too, which I congratulate their ingenuity.
We're not far from the footlong hot dog stand.
Very underrated.
And we're
that's
also
a great hot dog.
I mean, the fresh cut fries is kind of behind us.
Yep, true.
And then the food building is just not terribly far.
Yeah.
Down the road there.
So there you go.
Lots of options.
So come say hi. We love it when you come and watch the show.
So Thursday, the Twins are playing a day game. So we'll be on after that game, which usually is around 3:30-ish, but obviously it depends on how quickly the game goes. But we'll be on right after that, talking about Fair Foods, you and Tracy, and lots of good stuff planned. So.
Good stuff. All right, let's break. When we come back, oh, a real nostalgia moment last night. That sort of brought up a question about sports coverage on TV. Sports Center, back in the day with Rich Eisen and Stuart Scott, it was mostly highlights. No argument segments, no panels. Is there an appetite for a return to that sort of stuff? We'll talk about that in just a minute.